Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
451 days. For 451 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through January 6th, the city has spent $112,138.47 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. Quick hits. Vote. Today is the final day of early voting. Vote 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ector County Courthouse Annex, 1010 East 8th Street. Election Day is Saturday, and polling locations for the joint election Ector County Independent School District Board of Trustees, Position 4, and the Ector County Hospital District Board Member, District 7, will open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday at the following locations. United Market, 2751 North County Road West. Crossroads Fellowship, room 1132, 6901 Texas, 191 Frontage. First Church of the Nazarene, Foyer, 2223 Lindale Drive. Kellis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive. Lutheran Church of the Risen Lord, Foyer, 1603 North Grandview Avenue. Murray Fly Elementary, Foyer, 11688 Westview Drive. The Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. Westlake Hardware, 4652 East University Boulevard. Visit www.co.ector.tx.us/page/ector.elections. Town Hall. A town hall has been scheduled from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. today at Sherwood Park Community Center, 4819 North Everglade Avenue. Meet Ector County Commissioner Precinct 1, Mike Gardner. A question and answer session will also be included. Visit tinyurl.com/5yn4ASPD. Recital. The Odessa College Music Department has scheduled a student piano recital at 7 p.m. today at the Globe of the Great Southwest, 2308 Shakespeare Road. The recital will also be live streamed at facebook.com/Odessa College. The event is free. Registration is required. To register or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/6CPFAAP6. From Staff Reports. Spreading the word. Where two or three gather in my name, I am with them. Matthew 18:20. Photo by Jacob Ford, Odessa American. Connection Christian Church of Odessa Reverend Don Weeks poses for a photo Monday in the church lobby. Weeks is planning a sabbatical trip to Stavanger, Norway, to rest and study ministry. Weeks stated it has been 10 years since her last sabbatical. Oil Ministry, Object of Minister's Sabbatical, by Ruth Campbell, R-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L at OAOA.com. Although ministers are on call 24/7, Connection Christian Reverend Dawn Weeks and her family are taking a sabbatical this summer to learn about plying their craft in the oil field. The opportunity is thanks to a $15,000 grant, which she applied for from the Louisville Institute in Louisville, Kentucky. Her sabbatical starts May 12th and goes through August 10th. Our church, our denomination, in fact, encourages sabbaticals at least every 5 to 7 years for clergy. And so the congregation has given me and my co-pastor and husband, Joe Weeks, 3 months of renewal, study, and recreation to refresh ourselves for another 7 years of ministry in this community, Weeks said. Knowing a break was in the offing, Weeks looked for some grant opportunities to do something more than a staycation. Weeks learned about the Institute 10 years ago when she took her last sabbatical. I received a grant from their parent foundation, which is the Lilly Endowment, the pharmaceutical company. So that's how I knew that there was additional money available, she said. The grant is called Anointed by Oil to minister in oil field settings. My goal is to learn more about being a faithful church within an oil field setting, Weeks said. A church should not be something that you could just pick one up and plop it in another context. A church should be made up of and responding to the context that it's in. Some things are unchanging, you know, the theology, some of that, but it should reflect the community that it's in. So it's really important to study the context that you're doing ministry within. So that's my goal, is to do more study about oil field settings and what churches are doing to be effective in being a part of sharing the healing gospel within their context. The plan is threefold. One is interviews and conversations with people that are in the oil field, from wig workers to executives. The second is the trip that I took last summer with my family, which was to Casper, Wyoming, and all the area around there. Learning about oil field and mining, like coal mining in that setting, and interviewing churches and their ministers in that whole Wyoming shale area. And then the crown jewel is a trip to Stavanger, Norway. Stavanger is the Odessa of Norway. It's the main oil town for Norway. Of course, most of theirs is offshore drilling, but Stavanger is the place where all the workers are, and there are a couple of international churches there that I'll be interacting with one. I'm there to see how they minister in that context, Weeks said. The Norway trip is still tentative because they have yet to open to international travelers, so we're waiting to hear. If it doesn't happen this summer, my grant will be extended to be able to go next year. But I'm going to go ahead and take the time this summer because it's timely. It's opportune. We've kind of gotten through the hard part of the pandemic, knock on wood, and it's time for me to act on what I learned from last summer in terms of reading and research and keep moving the ball forward. Even if we don't get to go to Norway this time, we'll go as soon as they open up. She added that when you're away, you see things in a different light and more clearly. Weeks said Connection Christian Church members are a mix of people. Many of them are educators, but there are a dozen or so who are connected to the oil field. Those are some of the people I've already been talking to and interviewing. My dad was from La Mesa. He worked in the oil field as a kid, but that's the extent of my firsthand knowledge of what it's like, what people deal with, the mobility issues and the economic issues and the blessings in that, real challenges, Weeks said. During the time Weeks is gone, the church will have 9 different guest preachers from all over the country, all related to the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, which is Connection Christian's denomination. She added that the guest preachers will include people from disaster relief and racial justice ministries, among others. It's going to be a good, rich time for the congregation while we're gone, Weeks said. She added that it will give the congregation a chance to figure out what they have to offer and give them an opportunity to step up. I wish more churches would do this for their ministers, she said. There is a team of elders who are basically lay ministers or volunteer pastors who can conduct hospital visits and activities like that. the church is very bottom up. It's about the average person doing ministry, and so we don't have restrictions on who can offer communion or who can make visits, that kind of thing, she said. One thing she wants to do is study well and reflect on the theology around oil, what people believe about God and natural resources. They will not be preaching while they are away, as it is part of her commitment. I'll be writing about that. My requirement for the grant is to produce a book-sized reflection on the theology of oil and what churches are doing to minister in oil-related areas. Then for my congregation, what I hope I bring back is a well-rested minister who has taken time to really think and pray and study about our context and how we can continue to grow in being a healing presence in this oil-filled setting that we're in. As a side note, she said the church, which turns 150 years old in June, will be moving services inside as of May 16th. We're feeling like numbers are good enough that we're comfortable having everything inside, but we've been hybrid, meaning we've had indoor and outdoor worship since October. So people have options. And of course, we're always online, and there's always that option. If anything, she added, the church has done 5 times the normal outreach that it usually does. We've done Monday meals, which is just a meal of encouragement that we've taken to all kinds of places, to the hospital staff, to the sheriff's office, to the crisis center, the Boys and Girls Club, wherever we could encourage staff. We've been at the West Texas Food Bank weekly for months, and now we're just doing it once a month, just lots of ministry, Weeks said. Even though it's been hard, we've found ways to serve, she added. Judy Williams, moderator of the church board, said it will be good for the Weeks family to see what people in other areas of the country and world include in their worship, how they can help people, help the environment, and move the church forward. Williams said Joe and Don Weeks have brought many outreach programs to Connection Christian Church that the congregation gets really involved in, such as working with Medical Center Hospital on a COVID vaccine day, and volunteering at the West Texas Food Bank. Whatever the ministers take from their experience will have a big impact on the congregation. She and Joe are highly respected throughout the community for their outreach. This will bring another element, Williams said. Church member Rhonda Llewellyn said when people are off work, they can separate from their work. We talk about the latest shows we're watching, how our nephews and nieces love t-ball or dance class, or about our cute dogs. Preachers, on the other hand, are approached anywhere, anytime, by anyone who knows they are in pastoral care. Their nature is to be caring and altruistic, so they graciously listen and try to help. They truly care about people and therefore will absorb others' worries and keep them in prayer. Sabbatical is a necessary time away when they can recharge their batteries, so to speak. They can rest and reflect on their faith, Llewellyn said in an email. While Connection Christian may be serving in a new location, it has deep roots. It's been great. And of course, our Connection Center has 6 nonprofits in it, and we just love it. We love having those organizations in our building. There's just a lot of synergy there, so it's fun. County offices bolstered. Depository bank reviewed by commissioners. OA News at oaoa.com. Ector County commissioners today will consider making improvements to the district clerk's and district attorney's offices and will discuss contract negotiations for the bank that will handle the county's money for the next 4 years. Building Maintenance Director Charles Pierce will attend the 10 a.m. meeting in the Administration Building at 1010 East 8th Street to suggest putting air conditioning and lighting in the district clerk's new storage area and installing lighting in the district attorney's storage area in the old jail area at the downtown courthouse. Treasurer Cleopatra Calloway will discuss designating the depository bank for the period from July 1st this year through June 30th, 2025. The current depository is Prosperity Bank. In other business, the court will review letting JSA Architects write specifications for repairs at the White Pool House Museum and Barn at 112 East Murphy Street to meet Texas Historical Commission guidelines. The court will also hear Precinct 4 Commissioner Armando Rodriguez's review of COVID-19 related issues. Hear County Agent Steve Paz's recommendations for recognizing volunteers. Accept two 30-yard rural trash containers from Mirror Image Detail and Polishing. Accept $500 from Law Enforcement Partners Group for the Sheriff's Office. Consider seeking accreditation of the County Library from the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. Discuss transferring $100,000 from contract services to equipment rental in the Highways and Streets Department. Consider allocating $100,000 for motor vehicle maintenance and repairs and insurance settlements. Odessa woman, 71, charged with capital murder. OANews at OAOA.com. A 71-year-old Odessa woman has been charged with capital murder for her alleged role in a house fire Saturday that resulted in the death of Tommy Richter, spelled R-I-S-T-E-R, of North Odessa, an Ector County Sheriff's news release detailed. Linda Letcher was initially charged with arson causing death, a first-degree felony, before the capital murder charge was added. ECSO deputies were called to the 6400 block of St. Louis Avenue at 1:56 p.m. Sunday for a house fire report. Authorities found Richter, 77, inside the home, and she was transported to a Lubbock hospital where she died. The incident is still under investigation, authorities said Monday afternoon. Is weight a factor on vaccines' reaction? Dear Dr. Roach, I always have a more serious reaction to vaccines than my husband. This is true for both COVID-19 and others. Could it be because I weigh only 125 pounds versus his 220 pounds? Why don't they administer the vaccine amount based on one's size and weight? SV. Answer. While any given person may be more likely to have a vaccine reaction than another, it is generally true that women are more likely to have symptomatic reactions to the COVID vaccine than men. Almost 80% of reported adverse effects from the vaccine came from women, according to a recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study. Just over 60% of vaccine recipients are women. This is consistent with previous studies looking at side effects from other vaccines, such as the flu shot. It's not clear why. It is clear that women tend to have a more robust immune response, generating far more antibodies than men, and that may be reflected by a greater symptomatic immune response. Fortunately, the side effects are, for the most part, short-lived, and both men and women have a high degree of protection. Men have more muscle and bone tissue than women, but the size differences in the amount of blood and of the lymphatic tissue responsive to the vaccine between the sexes are small. Vaccine doses for adults generally do not need adjustment for weight. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Connecting with teens will impact new relationship. Dear Abby for Tuesday. Dear Abby, after I ended a 20-year marriage, I took some time off from relationships and am now back in the dating world. My ex-husband and I never had children. I recently met a man with two teenagers. He says I am detached from children. I am not detached, I just never had experience with them. How do I proceed with this relationship since his kids are very dear to him? Not detached. Dear, not detached. This man's offspring are no longer children. They are teenagers, and teens can be complicated. Reach out to them the way you would anyone of any age. Be friendly and show them you're interested in them. If they have a mother in the picture, do not try to mother them. See if you share any common interests, sports, music, fashion, etc. Resist the urge to lecture them and be a good listener. Dear Abby, back around 1987, a girl asked me to take her to high school prom. I was several years older, didn't know her well, and wanted to say no but couldn't. In the end, I stood her up. I don't even remember her name. She worked at a grocery store with my brother. That was more than 30 years ago. I am married now and have two fine children. I was recently asked what my biggest regret is, and I said, standing her up. Not one week has gone by in the last 30 years that I haven't thought about her and wished I could find her and tell her how truly sorry I am. It's funny, although I can't remember her name, there's no one from my past that I have thought about more than her. I would give anything to find her and apologize. It haunts me. Any suggestions? Biggest regret in the South. Dear biggest regret, what you did to that girl was brutal, because it's not possible for you to directly offer the apology she deserves. Concentrate harder on the present, and always try to treat everyone with kindness and sensitivity. Dear Abby, I'd like advice on how to handle a problem that crops up every time family members invite me out to a dinner they are paying for. I know the rule of etiquette is to order an item that's the same or less than what the host is ordering, but I am often asked to order first. This means I have no idea what the payer's meal will cost. If it means ordering something on the menu other than what I'd rather have, a burger instead of a steak in that case, should I offer to pay for my own meal? What if they won't hear of taking any money from me? Can I still order the steak since my offer to pay was refused? Likes to follow the rules. Dear Likes, a way to get around ordering first might be to say, I haven't decided yet. I'd like to hear what the others are ordering. However, if you would be uncomfortable doing that and your hosts won't let you have a separate check, be a gracious guest and enjoy every bite of your steak dinner. Write Dear Abby at DearAbby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Protective, persevering, and creative, you know how to keep a steady hand on the helm. This year, you might struggle more than usual to remain calm, but your cool head will always prevail. Avoid career worries by adjusting to changing demands. Find your niche and work hard to maintain your individuality. If single, choose someone loving and consistent. If attached, work together to improve your finances. Sagittarius loves to travel. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. Pay more attention to your need for honest emotions. Open the door to deeper conversations about your relationships by revealing more of yourself. Follow where your passions lead, and you'll find the satisfaction you seek. Tonight, search for a sentimental item. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 4 stars. Come to terms with a minor dispute with a friend, partner, or client. Clear the air before the situation escalates. Show that you're willing to compromise, even if you're not really there yet. Tonight, virtual dinner with your bestie. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Work on a project that's been playing on your mind. Taking care of business brings personal as well as professional satisfaction. Time spent with a pet, yours or a friend's, could soothe your soul. Tonight, rest and count your blessings. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 5 stars. Put more fun into your daily routine. Schedule calls with friends you haven't seen in ages or hang out with children. Remind yourself of what it is to be free and easy. Tonight, arrange a date or plan a party. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 3 stars. Insist on a better work-life balance and put it into practice. A surprise visit could brighten your doorstep and lift your mood. A relative wants to share a secret. Listen to what they have to say. Tonight, clear office clutter. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. You could uncover a technical or mechanical issue. Get it fixed before it explodes into a major problem. Call a sibling or cousin who will be more than happy to hear from you. Tonight, ask a neighbor for advice. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. Pay a debt that might have slipped your mind. Someone needs to know that you appreciate their kind and generous act. Flirting will get you everywhere when it comes to love. You know what to do. Tonight, balance your budget. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 5 stars. Take credit for a job well done. When you point out the value of what you've accomplished, people who you want to impress will take notice. Treat your family to an upcoming sporting event. Tonight, give away things you don't need. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. Seek out peace and quiet and get a break from the hectic pace of life. A fresh idea is waiting to whisper in your ear. Turn down the noise and pay attention to your inner wisdom. Tonight, candles and incense. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Get involved in your community. A problem that seems insurmountable becomes manageable when you lend your organizational skills and can-do attitude. You might meet someone who awakens your need to make the world a better place. Tonight, a group hug. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 4 stars. Take action on a project that lets you bask in a feeling of accomplishment. Sitting back and waiting for everyone else to catch up no longer works. An authority figure understands you better than you think. Tonight, dance around the house. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 5 stars. Explore ideas that call to your inner adventurer. It could be time to plan a trip or take a class that builds your skill set and expands your mind. A friend in need appreciates your empathy. Tonight, read a classic novel. Astrologer, Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.